We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, into the 11 o'clock hour, it's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Dusty Likens in for Cody Tapp, Nick Schwert producing the show. We do have a new phone number. That goes for the text line and the hotline. We're taking calls. We usually don't because we're trying to get used to using the new number and everything and get you guys used to it as well. 913-586-7610. Save that in your phone. The other number no longer works. That applies to the text line as well. That just got switched over. So 913-586-7610 is now the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. So put that in your phone. Replace whatever you have. 913-586-7610. 610. A lot of people have been texting in. Is that the right number? Yes. If you're if you're texting in to 586-7610, you're good to go. 586-7610.
There you go. You'll have this thing memorized by the end of this.
I think segment. I already might have it down.
Is this thing on? Yes, it is.
It is. That's the new number. Other than that, we're good to go.
And you can feel free to call in and ask Alex or Nick or myself anything you'd like to ask today. 913-586-7610.
You can congratulate Dusty on his Sportsman of the Year Award.
That's for right.
Lee Summit. Anything you would like to do. Don't forget, we also have the Cody and Gold Garage Sale coming up on June the 15th, the second annual Cody and Gold Garage Sale. Dusty, feel free. If you've got an item tied, maybe it's the Sportsman of the Year Award. I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring something in, June 15th, all proceeds benefiting the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We'll be doing that. We've got some great experiences lined up. If you guys remember from a year ago, we have some barbecue experience at Heart Barbecue. We also will have the Creed Humphrey jersey signed by Creed Humphrey himself. And then a bunch of odd, random things from around the house.
What about like a pair of your walking shoes? Like an old pair of walking shoes?
Yeah.
You think anybody wants those?
Yeah.
Why?
You're Sportsman of the Year. Lee Summit, Sportsman of the Year.
That is very true. That is very true. What a jealousy in your guys' voice.
I'm not jealous.
I think it's pride.
Yeah, we're actually really happy to be associated with you.
I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what, man.
We have someone even texting in that says, Dusty.
Yeah.
I'm the Pepsi man responsible for Lee Summit.
All right.
Would you like anything for your tent that you'll have set up?
Diet Pepsi. That's something I hold dear to my heart. I cannot kick. My buddy Tyler and I both have this situation. Like, we talk about things that we can't, like, get rid of. I have yet to be able to kick Diet Pepsi. Like, I don't drink it every day, like twice. I drink it like once a week.
Okay.
But man, just a crispy Diet Pepsi, man, every once in a while just hits the spot. Dusty is the true person you say Cody is, and I love it.
Who do we say that Cody is?
Not a true person or something.
Oh, like, I think he's saying that you're a douche.
that's where the conclusion you came to.
Well, that's the only thing that we consistently say about Cody is that he's pompous and arrogant. I'm not saying that. I'm just translating.
Now you guys are spreading I'm just false narratives because now they're saying congrats, Sportsman of the Year. I haven't won any Sportsman of the Year.
You're just nominated.
Not nominated.
No, he's representing Lee Summit at Downtown Days as the sports figure.
I don't know if I'm representing Lee Summit. I'm representing 610 as a media member in Lee Summit during Downtown Days, at which by about 4:30 p.m. I'll have some nachos and brews at Stewie McBrews down the street if you want to come say hi. Unlike these two clowns that are just recluses and stay in their house.
No, I didn't get honored with any sort
I'm
of
massive
award.
I'm
going to
have to be honored. Come down and say hi. Like, hey, I'm Nick from 610. Friends with Dusty.
Do
how
I
you
have
doing?
To wait in line with everybody else? Or
no,
can
you
I just
get,
come
you
right
get the VIP. You can stand right next to me.
Dusty, I would be there. I'm going to be out of town, man.
I know,
I'd be there supporting you.
Trust
you know?
Me, you're going to be in a really nice place. Like, take some biofreeze for your neck because you'll be looking left and right constantly in Nashville.
Nashville is a great spot. Looking forward to that as well. All right, so this is interesting. On college football, it's no secret NIL has taken over. We had the comments from Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban last week, the back and forth about NIL and essentially how it's ruining college sports. And we've gone through those comments before. It was interesting, though, because Andy Reid was on a podcast the other day, and he was talking to a couple former NFL players. He was on Sports Take with Derek Gunn and Barrett Brooks, okay? And a guy also from Philadelphia, Rob Ellis, who covers the Eagles, I think they know, from his Philly days. And with NIL deals coming out last summer, this was the quote that Andy said. I think it's interesting, like, how it could potentially impact the NFL as well. So Andy said, quote, "We're going to have a new generation coming up here with kids that are in college that are making money now, and so that's going to add another dimension to it." He went on to say, "There's no portal here. Once you're in, I got you, but it's a little different, right? A little different. You got to get to keep the whole maturation process. This thing is never ending. It's always, you got to keep growing. And once you get stuck in your ways, you probably need to exit." It is not an element that I guess we've thought of on NIL. It's great on the college level. And you're going to have guys that are making millions of dollars through NIL in college, in some cases, that may not be a first-round pick, so the money's not as big. They're slotted values, as we know, that there's a chance they could already have made millions of dollars, though, before they're even in the NFL. You can say, well, what's wrong with that? It's not so much that there's anything wrong with it. It's just that dynamic from a coach and from an organization will be interesting,
right,
versus where they were before.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that there's a lot of confusion from the coach's standpoint than there is from anybody else. Like, if a kid wants to stick around a little bit longer because he's getting name, image, and likeness from a local company, then, or from some sort of, you know, whatever they're getting their NIL from, and they don't necessarily need to make that jump because money is not an issue, then so be it. Kids are still going to jump. Like, Christian Brown is no longer playing college basketball, and he had like several NILs, and he doesn't have any sort of money issues. He didn't stay in college. Will he have more fun in the NBA? Probably. I bet life is really nice for him and Lawrence. I know Nick would probably agree with that. But yeah,
Nick and Christian Brown hang all the time. All the time.
Well, we don't hang out much.
You dab each other?
We've never hung out, but I think that our experiences and Lawrence are
very similar.
Nearly identical.
Yeah, the college years for Nick.
A lot of times in the boom boom room at the Hawk. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That might be two of my five secrets.
Two at the same time? But I will say, you know, you get a little honey on that crust at the wheel.
Oh, the wheel, look, yeah.
Where do you think the monkeypox outbreak started?
Probably when everybody started licking ice cream and putting it back in the freezer.
Now, the real place that started, have you seen the story on that?
No.
It's going all over the place today. Have you seen?
Yes, I have.
For where monkeypox started?
And it is?
At a fetish convention.
What was the fetish?
It was a convention on fetishes.
Two separate raves held in Spain Belgium, and then a sauna party at the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
People just like sucking toes, and then all of a sudden this virus breaks out?
Men.
Oh. Well, you know, to each their own. I don't really know what to tell you. But again, back to the NIL thing. I think the thing that's really confusing, like, you've seen like coaches like Nick Saban come out and say like it's going to ruin stuff or, you know, whatever. Thing is, they don't also lose the NIL once they become a professional athlete. Like, I'm sure Christian Brown will still have Jackstack sponsorships. Like, all that's still on the table. That doesn't go anywhere, any way away from that, because then they become a professional athlete. But I think the confusion is that they're worried that it sounds like the games will change because kids will no longer be fleeing to the professional sports world because of the fact that they're able to make money and live their life in a way that is somewhat professional at a collegiate level, which is exactly what it's supposed to be.
I think for basketball, what you're saying really applies. I think for football, if you're a high level college football player and you've got, and let's say you have an NIL deal that's paying you $700,000 a year, and you're eligible to come out and go to the NFL draft, and you're projected to be a top three round pick, you're gonna go to the NFL,
right?
But in college basketball, what's different is what we saw with Oscar Tshiebwe, right? The National Player of the Year this past year, where he wasn't going to be a first round pick, Dusty.
Yeah.
And instead I think his NIL deal is like $1 million for Kentucky. So he can make more money in college than it is to go to the NBA. What do you see on the brand new text line?
Yeah.
As Dusty laughing. 913-586-7610.
Just the way they described it.
What?
I talked about BioFreeze. Have you ever used BioFreeze?
No.
Okay. It's fantastic. So you've slept on your neck wrong before to where like the next day you have to like turn your whole body to like look out.
Yeah.
So like you'd rub, it's like basically just like, I don't know, icy hot, but it's like in a tube. You just rub it like a ball thing at the top. You rub it on your neck. Well, You said BioFreeze, so remind me what happened last night. So the inside of my thigh,
oh no,
right, you know where that's going, was super sore.
Oh no,
right. He said, I asked my wife if we had any icy hot. She handed me the BioFreeze. I then applied it to the area, laid down for bed, and my boys fell to the side against my thigh. About 3 minutes later, I jumped out of bed and hopped in the shower scrubbing.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible.
Tough place to be. Tough place to be, man. I've never done that. I've never BioFreeze the boys.
Yeah, you got
to
keep stuff like that a little bit further away.
Oh, man. That's tough. Sorry about that. But yeah, BioFreeze does work a lot of magic, at least for me. If, in fact, you do get an NIL, where would you want it from?
If it's a local place or national? Because national, for food-wise, you know what the answer for that is, Chipotle.
Let's say it's local.
Probably some... like a nice steakhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
chain. So no 801.
Yeah.
No...
There's a lot of chain steakhouses, and some are very, very good. But I would go. I'd probably go local. It's like Anton's or somebody like that.
You ever been
like
to Anton's?
That. I have.
Have you ever gotten the bone marrow?
The what?
Bone marrow.
No.
So
no,
that
not
was one of the,
bone marrow.
That was one of the last dates relationship werewolf went on. And
okay,
yeah,
you just called yourself a werewolf in the third person.
We're getting there.
Okay.
And I actually tried bone marrow. It was very weird. They give you like a putty knife, and then you like core out the
middle
of the bone.
It's like a gel material.
It felt like meat caviar. Like it was very like that type of texture. You put it on like this this like crostini with a little bit of pickled onion, and then you ate it. It wasn't like a bad flavor. It was like a bad texture.
Okay.
It was like,
and then you just chug a drink right after.
Yeah, I had wine. Like, I had a cab. So, I mean, it basically, like, destroyed it. But it was, I don't know, man. Like, it's very Liver King-ish is what it reminds me. And you know Liver King, right? Like, the guy that's a Instagram celebrity.
Liver King-ish?
Yeah. Good Morning Primals. Nick, you familiar with Liver King?
Liver King?
Good Morning Primals.
Yeah, see, Liver King out. You never heard of Liver King?
This is a person.
Correct. Well, we think. He's a primal.
What do you mean?
He's a primal.
What do you mean?
Yeah. We're all primals.
Yeah.
Liver King.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an influencer.
So here's how it started.
Yeah, you don't know about the seven ancestral tenets?
Yeah.
Or maybe
so he just eats liver?
Testes or veggies?
Who needs testicles? Who needs vegetables when you can eat testicles?
Literally eats.
Is this
testicles.
His motto? Or
one
your
of,
motto?
One of many.
Okay. Liver King. So you guys watch, there's a show?
I used to follow
Instagram.
Him on Snapchat.
So he's just an influencer.
It's insane, dude.
So you watch this guy eat liver.
So, yeah, he eats liver morning or breakfast, lunch, and dinner because liver
is
king.
How old is this
guy?
Is
probably like 37.
So I'm guessing he's in, like, he's healthy.
He's insanely jacked.
So jacked.
Like, his abs, like, literally look like a brick that you'd put a fireplace together.
Yeah.
Just think of six of those.
Okay.
Somebody said bone marrow is basically meat butter. I guess. It was gnarly.
Good Morning Primals.
Yeah. Liver King out. Liver for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because
liver
is king,
is king.
And I am the Liver King.
So he just talks in the third person
and
every time?
And he calls
time?
His yeah. wife Liver Queen,
oh,
and he calls
course.
His kid Liver Boy.
Of course he does.
Liver Boys, yeah.
So and he just loves...
I'm honestly like, so you guys just watch 45-second videos of this guy.
I used to. And
shirtless,
it is
ripped,
incredible
eating
content.
Liver, eating liver.
And no yes. shoes ever. No
eating liver,
ever.
Testicles, tongue,
does he live in a
all
tent?
Raw.
No, he lives in a very rich house.
Yeah, mansion. So like a big ranch in Texas.
Built with electricity and air conditioning, everything. But he lives off the land.
So yeah. This sounds like this guy has found a scheme here to like...
Yeah, it's
he's
called
got
steroids.
A man, he's got a man. No, he's got a mansion, and he's convinced everybody that he's just this
oh,
guy
he goes
living
out for
off
liver
the land.
Hunts.
And
liver King hunts.
Does he actually hunt animals?
If they do, and if they kill one, he like sits there and like pets the dead body.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you're going to be the nature or the nurturing of my family. And if they, and get this, if they don't get a kill.
Ice baths every day.
Or they don't have any. Yeah, ice baths every day. If they don't get a kill or anything like that, he fasts until the next hunt.
Would you like to do like a full like deep
absolutely
dive
not.
On Liver King?
Oh, I mean, I would do that. I would love
good
to get.
Good Morning Primals.
Yeah.
I need to hear what this guy sounds like.
Liver King
I feel like.
Out.
He sounds like if they made a remake of This Is, or 300, he would have like the leading role. Like they would get rid of Gerard Butler and they put Liver King in.
Liver King. Where does he live? Like you said,
I think
it's Texas.
Like, yeah, it's like San Antonio, I thought is where he lived. Like somewhere south of that.
Okay.
Or east of that. I don't know. It's something.
Texas,
it's definitely
probably.
Texas. And like what's crazy is that he like based everything that he's like a lover of the land, like doesn't wear shoes, lets his feet connect to the land so the land connects to his body.
So he's got cuts all over his feet.
Maybe, or they're just very hard, like calluses everywhere, so I doubt it.
Okay. I've never heard Liver King until 2 minutes ago.
And he eats bone marrow every day, liver every day. One time he had, I think, like 50 shot glasses full of just raw
blood.
Eggs and blood.
He's on blood, too, yeah.
Would he eat the minstrel cereal?
He would.
Yeah.
So he just takes 50 shots of blood from what?
I don't know, a cow?
Just 50 shots of it.
Yeah. Like, I'll look him up right now and tell you, like, some information. He's an insane human.
I feel like he's going to get some disease.
Well, that's why he eats all this way, because he said he got, like, insanely sick, and so now he just lives off
the risk. I'm worried, because he does cuss a lot, so I'm worried about playing his videos.
Oh, well, yeah, you probably should check it before we just play it, you know?
He cusses? I didn't think he cussed.
He says BS a lot.
Oh, I've never heard
him cuss. All the BS that you're eating in your life can be fixed with the ancestral living.
Save the liver. He just, yeah, liver and bull testicles. That's the number one drive of why he is who he is.
I would say
it sounds disgusting.
Raw beef liver. I would say they're not number one for me. Working out.
What's that?
I would say raw testicles aren't the number one reason why I am who I am.
No.
Cooked testicles are why you are who you are.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like Rocky Mountain oysters? Is that what they are?
I think I've had them like fried.
Holy
like a fish
cow!
Fry.
I don't mean to be disappointing. Ray Liotta has passed away at 67.
That's confirmed?
That just came up on, TMZ has it on Twitter, I assume that is Ray Liotta, RIP.
That is very sad, yeah. That's very, very sad.
Brutal. That's man, not good, the best
gotta
picture.
Gotta watch Goodfellas this weekend,
they
huh?
They could have definitely used a different picture than that.
Boy,
Shantix has to be pissed.
See, only 67. Yeah, that's terrible.
RIP to Ray Liotta. That's insane.
Way to go, Dusty.
Thanks to bring down the mood. Thanks for bringing them out of the mood today. You know?
Breaking news. That's what I do here.
Mm-hmm.
We still advertising the phone line today? I bet they've heard of Liver King.
913-586-7610.
Let's
new
only
phone
take
number.
Phone, let's only take calls on Liver King the rest of this hour.
913-586-7610. Brand new phone number. Save it in your phone. Other number does not work anymore.
Would you still eat Chipotle?
Yeah.
If the only meat available was liver?
No. No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
What if it was just raw testicles?
No.
But it was the same rice, beans, your
if
same
If I said
setup.
No to liver, why would I have said yes to raw testicles?
You never know.
I don't know.
No.
Different folks, different
yeah,
strokes.
The answer would be no. Yeah, no.
Have you ever had liver?
Because
I've never had Go Chicken Go, and people tell me the gizzards are what
yeah,
you're supposed
I know
to get.
Yeah, people love
no, gizzards. Are disgusting.
Yeah, I have no interest in trying that.
Okay,
like,
let me
you can say,
is
oh, you need
chicken, by the way, is Go Chicken Go, the? Is it the goat? Is it the best place to get chicken?
I've never had it.
Okay, neither have I. I guess I got to do it.
Let me ask you this, Gold. If you could have free Chipotle the rest of your life, but you had to eat one bite of raw testicles with each meal.
He'd do it.
With each meal?
Each
but he
meal.
Wouldn't sing karaoke
free,
for $500.
Free Chipotle for life.
He'd munch a bull testicle for free Chipotle.
No, I thought you were going to say just do it one time or whatever. Every time I have Chipotle,
one
I also
bite.
Have to eat a raw
one
testicle.
Bite.
No,
not,
I'm
not
out.
A full testicle. No just way. One bite.
Oh,
no.
Every time?
No.
Oh, that's kind of rough.
I'm out.
Because then by the time he's 1 week,
I'm
you
out.
Have like
okay,
three
one,
testicles
what about
down.
One bite of liver? One bite of liver. You know why he eats
no,
liver?
Every
you know
time?
Why liver
no.
is king, Gold?
Not every
because
time.
It's
he's
the most,
liver king.
It's the most nutrient-rich food in the world.
Then how come you're not eating it every day?
I'm not. I'm not saying I'm perfect
It'd
either.
Probably give him too much heartburn.
Yeah, Nick didn't even eat anything this morning, and he already took heartburn medicine.
Yeah.
It's called acid reflux. Look it up, guys. Millions of people suffer.
Okay. Well, yeah. Dang. So you wouldn't eat, okay, so you have to eat one testicle, bull testicle, just one time, and you have free Chipotle the rest of your life. Would you do it?
Oh, one time ever? Yeah.
No, what about once per year?
No.
Annually?
Nope.
You sit down for your annual testicle dinner. No, you have to eat an entire Liver King meal once a year, free Chipotle the rest of the year.
Nope.
Once a year, dude.
No, I'm out.
I mean, you lost me on 50 shots of blood.
I'm out. Do we not have a name for this gentleman on the phone line? His name is Goat Man.
That would be Goat Man. So he is a cousin of Liver King. He is Goat Man.
Why don't you go ahead and take that call?
Let's
He's been waiting for a while.
Our new phone line, 913-586-7610. Goat Man, you're on with Cody and Gold.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot. You know, just talking about Liver King, I didn't know this person existed.
Me neither. I was telling Nick there, I was just came back from the store and some clown tried to cut in front of me with a pinata and a bunch of candy.
And I said, but who the hell are you? And he said, I'm Cody from Cody and Gold. And I said, back of the line, fella. And I gave him a compliment, told him he looked good. But
did you mean it?
Anyway, getting sloshed here. But Dusty, are Saturday is coming. You coming back? Are we going to start the delivery driver smack talk again?
If you want to, we did it last time, and it was pretty awesome. If I have good memory of that, it was UPS, FedEx, and U.S. Postal Service Battlefront.
Well, and me from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
That's right. That's right. You led the way for like at least an hour.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Well, that's because I work harder than all those guys. They just drop it off in the mailbox.
Oh, we got some trash talk.
Carry stuff and put it together and all that.
Yeah. Well, you said you work harder, but you said you're already getting wasted 11:22 on a Thursday.
Well, yeah, my girlfriend went out of town with her boyfriend, so I figured I'd sit here and I got the whole weekend off, so I figured let's get started.
Is this an open relationship situation?
Sure sounds like it.
I don't know. She says it's her friend, but I don't care. I'm too old for that crap. She can go do whatever.
Thank you, Coat Man, for the call. Sounds like you have some delivery driver trash talk.
Yeah, it was an episode one time we had.
Okay.
We had a guy call in, or not call in, he texted in and said he was, you know, working for UPS or something, and then there was Goatman from Brass Furniture Mart. Then there was, what was it? It was the mailman.
The mailman.
I can't remember. It's bad for
me. Carl Malone.
No. Ooh, absolutely not. I want nothing to do with Carl Malone. What a weirdo he is. You not know the information about Carl Malone?
Okay. I think I know which specifically you're talking
That's
about.
A sick human being. And then it got into like, you know,
Carl Malone will not be joining us next week.
Ever, actually.
On June 10th, 6:10 day. I'm guessing he will not be the guest on the morning show.
I kind of heard some shades from you guys on that the other day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So Cody didn't want you part of 6:10 day.
That's good.
Yeah. Nick did.
Dusty,
I did.
You heard me say that.
I know. That's why I texted you.
Publicly vouched for you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we wanted you part of 6:10 day.
You really believe that he saw Cody with a pinata?
Well, I mean, Cody was going to buy a pinata at some point, maybe, for his kid's birthday party.
Yep. Don't forget Staples delivery driver.
Oh, you're just reading texts now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That guy was wasted. Well, at least he admitted it. Said he was drinking beers.
Getting the Memorial Day weekend started early. Some people are probably already... Today might be your last day of work for the week.
What are you doing for Memorial Day?
Actually, Memorial Day itself, nothing. Nothing really.
I feel like Sunday screams just like high noon. Like, that's what I'll drink. High nooners.
Oh, now that the pools are opening up.
Are you going to do that again? You going to do the shots noon of the pool?
Oh, I'll tag you in the photo just to make sure you have it. Yeah. No, the pool, high noon, perfect for the pool. Perfect. It's the only time of the year I drink high noons.
Do you do the pose where you have it in your hand and then you do the shot of like your legs in the pool out?
Legs in the pool.
Oh, you do the legs in the water, then do
the
shot?
No.
I thought you did it from like the side chair where like the
not
the
legs side chair,
are out
the chair. Yeah. I'll tag you in one.
Okay.
I only do like one a year, you know?
What if we did one together and we had like our feet touching?
No, you got to do your own photo shoot. You lost a bet, remember?
I'm down. Like, I told you I'd do it. I still think we need to do the 6:10, body issue.
No, I don't think we need to do that.
Why? So,
I just want to say, as the official producer of this show, we have successfully gotten to zero of the scheduled topics.
We got to the NIL stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we got to the Royals topic, we got to the Chiefs topic, phone line, Nick's notable notes.
No, I meant this segment, like just the past 25 minutes.
Oh, we got to the NIL stuff.
Yeah. We did the NIL stuff. We did the Liver King that you wanted to talk about because he didn't know who Liver King was and Liver's King.
And coming up next, we're going to talk some Chiefs football. We'll continue to take your phone calls to the new number, 913-586-7610, and what the NFL wants to do with their own app and why it makes zero sense whatsoever.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2. Listen live or on demand right from your phone with the Odyssey app. 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chiefs Red Half Hour, every day at 11:30 on Cody and Gold.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by E. Edwards Workwear, the right fit for work, eeworkwear.com. As we've mentioned, we have a new phone number, 913-586-7610. That's also the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. And yes, we know right now, if you text in, you're getting a response back that says, we do not understand your message. That's automated. Trust me, we are seeing your message. Hopefully, eventually, that part gets corrected where you don't get that automated message back that says, we do not understand. They're working through it behind the scenes there. But that number does work. We're seeing your text, 913-586-7610.
When you say they are working behind the scenes.
The engineers.
The people.
The engineers. The ones that set up the new phone system.
Yeah, they are
today.
Working tirelessly.
They are.
A team of them.
They are. And we're still taking your phone calls.
That's
Nick
right.
loves us for taking so many calls today.
It's not hard. All he's got to do is let us have control. We'll just push the button and put
it's
them on
It's cutting into Nick's lunchtime.
Don't you think that's a dangerous game of just not screening them?
No, you have to screen them.
There's a dump button.
You got to screen them.
Yeah, that's true. There is a dump button on the switch that you have in there that we haven't tested out yet.
I have one on this right here.
Yeah, we don't know if it works, though. We haven't tried it.
Which one's the...
Hit it and see what happens.
Well, no, I'm not going to intentionally dump something that's not bad. We'll have to wait. Maybe at some point today, somebody will curse.
Do you want me to cuss right now to see if it... Okay.
Yeah, say the most vile thing that you can think of.
Absolutely not.
Please do that. You are the sportsman of the year, you know?
Well,
please,
that's not please necessarily true.
Do that as well. All right, let's talk some Chiefs football, man. So I think yesterday we were going through who could have a breakout season for Kansas City. And at one point towards the end of that conversation, it was interesting. Someone said, what about Juan Thornhill? We got us talking. And then I see NFL.com came out with what they see are the most underappreciated players in the NFL. They did it for every single team. And the player that I think it was Cynthia Freeland who did the article pinpointed for Kansas City was Juan Thornhill. She said Juan Thornhill is the most underappreciated player in Kansas City. And so I was like, let me step back. Because on the surface, I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Why is he underappreciated? And so you can read her explanation on why she says he is underappreciated. It's interesting. She says secondary has changed significantly over the offseason with the departures of obviously Ward and Matthew in particular, as I just lost my place on the article. And so she went and listed some of the departures in particular. And she says Thornhill will be asked to continue the trajectory of improvement and reliable production he showed last season. The 2019 second rounder set a career high in tackles in 2021. It wasn't just about more playing time, but also understanding and being able to fully execute the scheme from Steve Spagnuolo. Computer vision shows that when Thornhill's hips are facing the right direction, Dusty, at the time a ball arrives into his coverage area, opposing passers experience a decrease in passer rating of 35.5. Okay.
Analytics never lie.
So
they say.
I don't think he's underappreciated. I think he's like, if we're doing properly rated or not, I think he's properly rated. He had a great rookie season till the injury happened, unfortunately, week 17, week 16 against the Chargers. And we were all excited about him. Fairly high pick for the organization. And there's been flashes of him being that guy, but we haven't seen it consistently. And last year, you can say it was the wrong decision, of course, but initially he wasn't on the field Dan Sorensen was. We know that was a mistake, but the fact of the matter is he didn't have the trust of the coaching staff at that point in time to get on the field.
Right.
I don't think he's underappreciated. I think he's right about where he should be. He has a chance to become more appreciated this year without Tyrann Mathieu around, without Dan Sorensen. He's got a rookie in Brian Cook, I guess, competing with him. We know Justin Reed's now back there from the Texans. Like, I think there's an opportunity for him to have a very nice season, but I don't think he's underappreciated. How should we be viewing Juan Thornhill any differently than we do?
I think he's kind of like on that same like spectrum as you know, keep getting better, prove it that you belong on this roster. But I don't think he's de-appreciated. I don't think he's undervalued or underrated. I think he's, like you said, he's perfectly rated, right? I think that he has a good fit for this team. Obviously, he had injuries in previous years, and there was something there. Like, I don't know what it was, but if you remember last year, the beginning of the season, there was, well, why isn't Juan Thornhill playing more snaps? You have Dan Sorensen and Tyrann Mathieu out here. They're just getting in, you know, atrocious situations, and Matthew's throwing his hands up, and it's clearly obvious, and it's, you know, when's Juan Thornhill going to get back? Like, he only played, I think at one point there was people like, well, why is Juan Thornhill only playing like 9 snaps? You know, and it's like, well, maybe there's a trust issue. Maybe it's like she wrote in the article, like, you know, the Spagnuolo, like, scheme isn't clicking on all cylinders. And then we kind of saw Thornhill get into the mix in the situation. It was like, okay, the secondary looks a little bit better. Now, maybe some of that was on the addition of Melvin Ingram. They were getting a little bit more upfront chaos than they were in previous games, where the quarterbacks were just able to sit back there for 4 seconds and pick apart your secondary. But I don't think that he is underappreciated or undervalued when it comes to this roster. Now, what I would like to see is that rookie Juan Thornhill, that rookie year that he had, which was pretty significant, like, let's see that again. And, like, let's see how he plays with, you know, Justin Reed in the secondary and, you know, some new additions that have been placed on this defense, and maybe a new scheme that they're going to try to draw up this year, because last year it didn't work for the first 7 games, and then it worked perfectly for about 8 straight, 9 straight games, and then it kind of got back to the, you know, we don't know what to expect. Now, what I will say about Juan Thornhill, though, is that now there is nobody in front of him. Like, there is no Tyrann Mathieu. There is no Dan Sorensen holding you back or putting, you know, a damper on your parade and trying to get more snaps. So now, I don't think there's any undervalue. I think it's more so like, hey, go prove it, and then we'll see where your value really lies on this team. Because if you're back to the status that you were your rookie year, where you were, you know, pick sixing and sticking people in the secondary, and we saw a little bit of that this year when Juan Thornhill was playing, that he was laying some wood out there in the secondary. If you can get that going again and you can bring that kind of status back up into this defense, then yes, maybe we are underappreciating your value because we haven't seen the full, but that's not necessarily our fault or anybody's fault to underappreciate that. It's prove it to us that you can get back to that status.
Yeah, I think it's pretty adequate right now with where the fan base views him as a whole. We all agreed that he should have been playing more than he was last year, clearly with how the beginning portion of the season went. But there was a, you know, in their mind, Steve Spagnuolo, there was a reason for that. And so that's where it comes up, you know, comes down to him. This is a huge year for Juan Thornhill. This is a contract year for Juan Thornhill. So there's also that aspect. I think we were going through an article the other day from Nate Taylor over at The Athletic, and there's what, like 8 guys in particular that you can, you know, view as contract year, which, you know, based off of what we've seen in the past, sometimes you get the best years out of some of those players. So Juan Thornhill, the only thing on the Cynthia Freeland point about Thornhill, it says the more Thornhill learns, the worse the opportunities will be for opposing passers. And look, I know you're constantly evolving as a football player, and like, he's still only 26 years old, or will be, I guess, 27 later on this season.
Yeah.
He's entering his 4th season. I'm not saying you can't still learn things heading into your 4th season in the NFL. Of course you can. But if he hasn't figured it out by this year, like, that is who you are.
Yeah, right?
You know, like, if you're not able to be consistent this year, then that is, to me, who you are as a football player.
Right.
So this is a massive year for him. And I think knowing what their defense is set up to be, with some new pieces, they don't have the veteran leader and Tyrann Mathieu back there anymore. And you look, they're a very young secondary. Like, I like the Justin Reed signing, but Juan Thornhill has a really nice opportunity here to have a, I think, a very good season for Kansas City. But I think he's properly raised, not underappreciated.
Do you believe from a, I don't want to, an athletic perspective, like from a competitive perspective, that there were probably not a lot of people on the same page, because I think it was pretty obvious that Tyrann Mathieu and Juan Thornhill and Dan Sorensen were all 3 at different points in their career and all knew that there was something that didn't belong in the system and that it caused like some ripple effect in the way things have developed, and that a new year without certain people, Dan Sorensen and Tyrann Mathieu, who are both coincidentally in New Orleans now, and now Juan Thornhill can finally kind of be like, hey, I'm by myself. Like, when he got drafted, guys like myself were calling him like the baby badger. You know, he was going to learn under Tyrann Mathieu, and he did very well. And now it's kind of like, okay, those guys are gone. Now this is kind of like my area where I'm the leader because I've been here the longest and I know the system more. Do you see that becoming a more of a favorable spot for him because of the fact there's no one, I guess, holding him down, to sound cliche, or holding him back, and now he can actually like go out there, be a leader, and maybe that evolves his game a little bit more. And we're like, okay, this is the guy we needed, not the guy that was the third option behind a guy like Dan
Sorensen. There's no question on the motivation end of it. I mean, yeah. It's not just that it's a contract year.
And money.
Right, it's the contract year. It's also, not only do they bring in Justin Reed and give him a three-year, $31 million contract.
Who's got some sauce.
And then they go and draft Brian Cook, who none of us have seen yet, but there's some optimism that he might end up being a really special player at some point for them.
And he sells him at that point. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned physicality.
Right.
The expectation is Brian Cook. We saw what he did at Cincinnati, that he can bring some more physicality. They got younger and more athletic on defense. So, yeah, there's no excuses on the Juan Thornhill front
but
heading
into
the season.
Nice.
I'm not saying he's making any either, but just heading into the season, there's going to be no reason to say, oh, this is why he didn't have a certain type of year for Kansas City.
I also find it nice that you have a veteran at age 27. Like, that's where your secondary is. Like, I get it. Legarius Sneed's still out there.
Yeah, Justin Reed's 25. Juan Thornhill's 26 right now. He'll be 27,
and
I think.
And Cook's only 22. And then you have Leo Chenault, who's like a linebacker hybrid. He's only 20.
It's
a question. That's what I'm saying. But, like, the guy's been here for years. He knows what he's doing. He knows what a role is. And he can spread it probably a little bit better, I think. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a clear emphasis they wanted to get younger and more athletic on defense. I mean, there's the trade-off.
Because they were
getting
toasted.
Yeah.
With vets back there.
I'm still convinced multiple times they had the right scheme and guys just simply didn't make the plays. In particular, we've obviously talked, you've mentioned Dan Sorensen a few times. It's not just on him. But
I'm also, Tyrann Mathieu also wasn't able to get vertical. And I think if that's the case, this is not just me being a blowhard. This is me saying if that's not the case, then why did it take so long for Tyrann Mathieu to get signed? Because video is out there, and video doesn't lie, and video is showing that some of these players were having trouble getting vertical. If you go watch the Cincinnati game the first time they played, there's more people than Dan Sorensen getting cooked by Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and those type of guys out there in Cincinnati. There's plays where, like, you're watching Tyrann Mathieu, and you're like, he didn't read that, and he doesn't have the recovery speed to go fix that. And that's why in a lot of those games, they were getting burned. It wasn't just 49. 32 accountable as well, and there's a reason why it took him a while to get signed. So let's see the young kids play. Let's see, you know, fresh talent, I guess, pick up your secondary.
OTAs do kick off today. We're expected to hear in the 1 o'clock hour from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes as soon as they are available. If it's during our show, 1 o'clock, we will carry that live here on your official broadcast partner for the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. You asked me something before the show, and I wanted to dive deeper into it because what you consider bad. Because you said, what makes Pete, you asked me the very question, what makes you think they're going to be bad? You and not me, but in general, what makes people think they could be bad? And I'm like, well, what's bad?
Right.
I don't think anybody thinks they're going to be bad. I think there's
elite.
A realization that there's a chance that it's a step back. But again, what do you consider to be a step back? Is a step back for you, they go from having a chance to win 13 to now you only see them having a chance to win 11? Right? I mean, I could agree with that being a step. Okay, that still probably wins your division. I think 10 wins, by the way, will win the division this year. If you told me you got 10 wins, I think that wins it based on the competition in the AFC West. Because I think the days of the Chiefs sweeping everybody in the division, or in particular the Broncos, I think there's a chance you split with them this year. I think it'll be a more challenging task. We went through the schedule one by one, like we all did, right, when the schedule release happened. And I had them, if the last game of the year matters against the Raiders, I have the Chiefs winning 12 games. If it doesn't, I have the Chiefs going, 11-6, I guess it'd be.
The thing that I always continue to run into, because I just love having sports conversations with anybody, elevator, other job, whatever it is. And a lot of people just, the first thing they'll say is, I don't know, man. I think it's a down year. And you're like, okay, well, do you think they win the division? I think they can win the division. Okay, well, you can't contradict your statement right there, because if it's a down year, then you're not winning the division, because the last, 7 years they've won the division? So a down year would mean that they wouldn't win the division. Now, what I will say is that, will it be the same Chiefs that you've watched for the last 4 years? Is Patrick Mahomes a starter with Mahomes and Kelsey, with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelsey? No, it won't be. It's not going to be that type of team. I firmly believe that this team isn't going to be as bad or as down a notch as a lot of these people think. And I know that a lot of people say, well, what did MVS do in Green Bay? Well, he was behind Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams. What did Juju Smith-Schuster do the last couple of years in Pittsburgh? Well, he was hurt. They had Claypool and they had Diontae Johnson. It was clearly obvious that Diontae Johnson was their focal point at wide receiver. It is what it is. Juju Smith-Schuster's a slot guy. I think what you have with the Chiefs and why I think everything should be at a point of calm right now. I don't think there should be any worry. I don't think there should be any scurrying about, oh, I don't know, 10, maybe 11. First off, we don't know anything yet. Injuries, you know, we have not seen. We haven't seen how the division is laid out yet. We know that it looks very, very, very excellent on paper. But my thing is that competition works, and that the more that you allow it to be available and to play out, it can make your team better. MVS, Juju Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, Travis Kelce, all his options as wide receiver. Every week, one person's going to want to eat more than somebody else. And that has no sense of jealousy or envious of attitude towards anybody else on the team. That's just the way that competitors are. That's the way this team is going to be. And every single one of those receivers that was just listed has a role. Travis Kelce is the number one target for Patrick Mahomes, and everybody knows it. Sky Moore is going to be a slot specialist. He's going to be the guy that's going to be like the Albert Wilson type in that 2017 game against the Broncos. And then when it comes to Juju Smith-Schuster, veteran leadership type of guy that you can lean on, and MVS, another guy that has sneaky speed. Yes, the Tyreek Hill plays of just going down the field and letting Patrick Mahomes say, F it, Tyreek's down there somewhere, gone. You're not going to see that type of team. But do I think this is the team that can still put up 30, 34 points at ease? Without a doubt. And why do I believe that? Because of who's the head coach and who's the quarterback. It's just the way it is. And like, when you look at this team and you look at the attitude around this team, there's no one guy that's like, I'm going to do me and I'm going to be flashy and all this. I get it. Juju Smith-Schuster might TikTok and Snapchat more than some people might like, but that attitude doesn't portray to himself as a wide receiver on the field when the game starts. He left Pittsburgh after doing the final swan song with Ben Roethlisberger and then came to Kansas City, the one team that heavily recruited him the year before. So it wasn't like he was like, well, I'd never go to Kansas City. You know, they were trying to show me pictures of Super Bowl trophies and all this. This team will be better than people think they are. And I think that the concern is fair, but I don't think it's justifiable because of losing Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Mo, I mean, I think the questions are warranted about how do you replace a certain player that's on a Hall of Fame path, which Tyreek Hill is. Now, sure. It sounds like you and I are in agreement. I know, obviously, we don't host on a daily basis together, so you don't know some of the, what you have said is something that I have said a few times as well, and I agree. That is, the end product, number-wise, with this offense, points-wise, will, to me, be very similar to where it's been. It's just how they get there, Dusty. How does it look, whether it is a particular player each and every week having a different role in this offense, or are they positioned better? And Nick and I even got into this a little bit the other day. I think the Chiefs offense, there's a chance for how they have to win without Tyreek Hill. There's a chance they have the personnel set up to do that better than they did a year ago with how defenses were playing them, where they tried to make adjustments in season. We know that was a struggle at times. There was a couple of those games, the ugly wins against the Giants and the Packers and the Cowboys, when they had no business against the Packers letting it be that close when Jordan Love was the quarterback, but they were really struggling to get through it offensively. And so I think if we look at the personnel that they have, and you highlighted all of them there on the wide receiver group, like, there's a chance that group might be able to execute how they're going to have to win, assuming defenses play them similarly how they have. That might set them up in a better spot than where they were a year ago. And if that's the case, then the end result production-wise, 30 points per game, 31, whatever you think their points per game is going to be, I still think they're in that top echelon offensively. Bottom of the barrel, to me, is the number 8 offense in football. I still think that's worst case. We know what they were even when Alex Smith was the quarterback. It's hard for me to believe that they're going to suddenly be like the 12th best offense in the NFL. Not with Andy Reid, not with Patrick Mahomes, not with Travis Kelce, not with that offensive line.
Right. And that's the other thing, too, is that there is protection for your quarterback. And when it comes down to it at the end of the day, if Patrick Mahomes has enough time to find two guys, let alone three if he can in that secondary, it's going to be enough. Because where the Chiefs turned it around, and you did mention the ugly wins over Dallas and all that type of stuff, which that Dallas game, I think, was one of those games where it's like, let's just get this over with before more people get hurt. Because that was a game, what, that Amari Cooper was going to start and then, like, sat it out, and then CeeDee Lamb got hurt before halftime, and everything just started getting weird in that game. But the thing is, when the Chiefs were held against what they could do last year, and basically the NFL tried to make them one-dimensional, which was take away the deep threat, the Chiefs completely revamped their system and completely revamped their strategy and went to the underneath routes, went to the way that, like, they could beat you, which was what Andy Reid said made Mahomes a little bit agitated, which was the fact that he was like, well, I want to throw it deep. I want to get those big yards. Those are fun. Those are big play types that I like to do. And the thing is, The thing about this is that, yes, Mahomes had to mature a lot last year, but what did it do? It got you to the AFC Championship game again after starting the year the first 7 weeks, 3-4, having to go on a huge winning streak just to get believers back into the system of the Chiefs. And the thing about that is when it comes to Mahomes and the way that he can develop a game and the way that he can put it in his management and control, when you give him this many options and you give him this many people to kind of throw it to and kind of disguise what you want to do every single drive, defenses will struggle against you and you will be able to have those 30-point games. You'll be able to be what you want to do, which is in control. The only question is that we've had is, will the defense sustain that, you know, type of equal balance system? Because when the defense got better, the offense got better. When the offense got better, the defense stayed par and they stayed better as they were when they got Melvin Ingram back and they figured out the secondary. Once you do that and you have trust on both sides, the Chiefs can run off 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. And that's exactly what they'll do every single year because of who's their head coach, who's their quarterback. And I just don't ever go against that. Like 10.5 wins in Vegas this year, over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there for sure. I mean, I to me, it would be foolish to not take the over if you're going to place any bet. Or don't bet it at all. Like, to me, I don't know how on earth you can take the under on that.
Well, the only thing you can bet with Chiefs is futures. Like, is everything else is, what, their favorites in every game but one, and that's against Buffalo, or maybe it's two?
As of right now, I mean, as we... Here's what will be interesting.
If and we know last year they never cover the spread.
Yeah, like we had the conversation about like flying under the radar and are you capable of doing that with the Chiefs? And even if you want to say yes, they can, that could all be over by week two.
Sure.
Because they go to Arizona, they're significant favorites in that game against Kyler Murray without DeAndre Hopkins. And then in week two, we know it's massive stage, Thursday Night Football at Arrowhead, home
brand
opener.
Brand new Amazon,
and
that stuff.
Exactly. And you win that, and you're 2-0.
Beat the Chargers again.
And if the offense looks still like a problem for the league already 2 weeks into the season, then any of the doubt, and you'll see the odds shift right now where the Chiefs are at as Super Bowl favorites. And we know the Bills are favorites to win the AFC. The Chiefs are right behind them. It'll be very interesting to see how the market shifts on that. If that plays out. Otherwise, if they get off to a little rocky start and they're 1-1, but offensively it doesn't look good and they're still trying to figure roles out, It'll be interesting to see how many people jump off even further from the national bandwagon, like if you will.
The two things I hear the most is that I hear concerns that people think they're going to be a run heavy team now, which I don't understand that narrative.
Andy Reid, your head coach. They're not going to be a run heavy team.
Correct. Yeah. And then the other thing I don't understand is that they think that with the departure of Tyreek Hill, that's why it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Like, what makes you think this team can't be, you know, one of the best offensive teams, one of the better teams in the NFL / AFC? Like, what is giving you reason? Because you've lost Tyreek Hill, one wide, and I get it, is a top three wide receiver, maybe a top two wide receiver in the NFL. But now you have four receivers that are in the top 50 receivers in the NFL, and you can completely disguise your scheme. And by the way, you have the best quarterback in the NFL, maybe not considered by some because people want to put Josh Allen up there for some reason. I guess we forgot about the 13 seconds. But the thing about it is you have the best quarterback in the NFL with one of the best offensive-minded head coaches, a great offensive line, and tons of targets. To me, that just screams you're going to see something new, you're going to see it spread out, and you're going to see a very, very hungry quarterback go out there and prove it to people that he doesn't need the superstar wide receiver, even if they are still best friends. I'm not trying to say anything that there's any hatred between the two, but I'm just saying, like, let's relax before we go, oh, we're screwed. Like, none of that needs to be said. Like, relax. They were 3-4 last year before December, and people were like, we'll be lucky to be a wild card. Won the division, AFC Championship game, at home, 4 straight years. Let's just chill.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending and the hype around someone who wasn't even drafted as at an all-time high in Kansas City.
You're listening to Cody and Gold on your home for Royals baseball and the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 oh. your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.